A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Now, today is going to be a slightly different episode. Having done 12 meditations for you, and reached what I felt was like a massive milestone of 500 plus downloads. So thank you. It probably means nothing, but to me, it felt like a big deal. I thought that I would do an episode where I just introduce myself a little bit. You hear who the person is behind the voice and hear a bit more about what I do and so on. So yeah, I just wanted to come on and say thank you, really. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. I'm so grateful that I'm now being listened to on every continent of this beautiful planet. Can you believe? It makes me kind of in awe. But I have people listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Seem to go down quite well there. In Cartago, in Costa Rica. Cartago? I don't know. Hello, Costa Rica. Springfield, Missouri. That made me laugh because I thought Homer Simpson was listening. Clichy, France. But I've got listeners in New Zealand, in Iceland, in Zimbabwe. I mean, it just honestly makes me so happy. And so I just wanted to reach out to you all and just give you a big podcast hug and say thank you for listening. And I will continue to make these podcasts. I wanted to put out a good kind of amount of them to begin with. So I've been putting 2 out a week so that you have this sort of resource. And I feel like they're not really like other podcasts that you just listen to once, like you'd watch a television episode once and then, you know, you've seen it. These ones I'm hoping that you'll go back to, that you'll return to, that, you know, when you are feeling a certain kind of way, you can go back and go, yeah, that one feels like it'll suit me today. So I will probably start putting out only 1 a week fairly soon, but you have this lovely resource here for you, and I really hope you continue to enjoy it, and I will continue to make them because I love making these podcasts and these meditations. You know, my process basically is I meditate myself on this subject, whatever I've chosen, and then I write a script and I put it out there, and it's as simple as that. So there we go. So listen, I am Roseanne. I should have introduced myself before. I'm Roseanne. I live in England, out in the countryside, in rural England. I'm a yoga teacher, primarily. I've been a yoga teacher for nearly 20 years now. And I trained as an Iyengar yoga teacher, but for various reasons left the fold several years ago, mostly because the sort of requirements for the amount of classes you had to go to and teach training just didn't fit in with living in the middle of nowhere and having 2 small children. So I gave that up, but it actually gave me a lot of freedom to go and look around and try other types of yoga. And I've really enjoyed doing that. And it's widened my thoughts and my practice. And so I think, you know, yoga's always been my passion. I think I started doing yoga at, when I was about, I want to say about 20, 19, 20, something like that. I was always the sort of gangly person who could never run. I was always hopeless at sports. So when I fell into a yoga class and I could do it, I was like, oh, finally, I found my thing. This is it. So it's been a constant passion ever since. And my other great passion is my work with the chakras and the chakra system, beautiful little energy centers that can teach us so much. And this is something that I came to probably, oh gosh, I mean, I'm probably thinking maybe like 8 years ago, I started even really just being aware of the chakras and their incredible wisdom. I think it was probably around the time when I started going to India, and I had a slightly more spiritual teacher who would mention the chakras, and I was like, what is this? This makes sense. This is, how did I not know about this? and so, you know, they're my passion grew from there, really. And then let's fast forward through to lockdown. So beginning of lockdown, I took to Zoom. I took all my classes on Zoom really early. I was actually quite an early adopter. I was doing it sort of the beginning of March. In the UK, that was when kind of lockdown started, towards the end of March, but I was on it quite early. I was encouraging all my teachers to go on Zoom, which has been amazing. So now I get to go to lots of lovely classes that I wouldn't be able to go to. But anyway, I digress. I really enjoyed it. I really, really love doing the Zoom classes. You know, it brought together a lot of people that I might not normally be able to reach. And I didn't have to get in my car and schlep blocks and mats around the countryside. So that was quite nice as well. And then towards the summer, I started to realize that the online potential for yoga was just like booming hugely, and thought, how can I do this? Because I would love to not have to schlep around the countryside, although obviously I love teaching. But I realized that I could and wanted to start some sort of an online course. And it was really obvious for me what that course would be about, because obviously one goes straight to your passion when you want to teach something. And for me, it was yoga and the chakras. So lockdown has sort of, I guess, given me the gift of being able to have the space and the time to create this online course. So started working on it, I guess, last September, launched in November, have run 3 rounds of it so far, and it's been amazing. It's been a huge success. And the podcast is really as a result of that, you know, wanting to reach more people. And that is what I'm doing. So that's very exciting. But I want to just talk for a little moment about the chakras and why I'm so passionate about sharing the wisdom of the chakras, because I think they have a little bit of a kind of woo-woo connotation, and woo-woo in itself is a horrible thing because it sort of puts, you know, puts all alternative or things that people don't fully understand kind of outside the mainstream. And this is what I want to combat. I want to bring chakras and the chakra knowledge within the mainstream, because I think it is just the most obvious, straightforward system to manage your life that, you know, that I've ever come across. You know, we all have this shared stuff. You know, we all have pressures of society. We all have an upbringing. We all have images. We all have issues around things such as body image, anxiety, stress, self-esteem, you know, depression. I mean, I think that this this pandemic is already breeding a modern epidemic, if not pandemic, of mental health crisis. And I just feel that the chakras and using yoga, so especially integrating those two, is such an incredible tool for managing all of the stuff that we have to deal with. You know, we have, we are energy, and these chakras are our energy centers. I'm not going to preach to the converted, because I feel that most of you probably have a basic knowledge of what chakras are. You know, they are these seven, I work with the system of seven centers of energy throughout the body, which each of which relate to part of the endocrine system, to a physical part of the body, to organs, to emotions, to part of your life, to a part of your upbringing, to, you know, it's a very holistic, completely holistic system whereby you can diagnose yourself, your mental issues through your physical body, and diagnose your physical body through your mental, spiritual issues. It's just a true bringing together of the mind, body, spirit. Anyway, I and I could talk about it forever, and I'm trying to hold myself back so that I don't go for too long. But, you know, we all take on energy. Like whenever you're, you know, you can imagine it. You walk into a room and there's a guy there whose energy is just not right. It's not for you. It's negative. It's draining. It's scary. It's whatever it is. You know, there's somebody there whose energy, and you feel it. You don't even have to talk to them sometimes. You can just feel it. And your body knows, your cells know, you feel it in your body. And that just, you know, illustrates the fact that all the energy around us, all the crap that's around us comes into our body, is held into our body and into our cells. And it is held there. If we don't deal with it, if we don't release it, that's when we start to have, you know, the things like chronic pain, dis-ease and disease. You know, I mean, just think about the trillions of dollars that are spent on pain medication across the world. You know, most of this pain, yes, of course, if you've had an accident, and most people do suffer, but a lot of this pain is emotional, and we're just blocking it with painkillers. And we need to be learning about how to take a proactive stance on rooting out the causes of our pain, where we hold our energy. You know, there's so many causes that are common to all of us. You know, the pandemic for starters, you know, the pressures of society, our upbringing, obviously, authority figures, you know, all authority figures throughout our lives, right from our, you know, school days to the church, to the government, social media. I mean, this is hours to be spent on each of these, the patriarchy, fashion, big pharmaceutical companies, you know, they all have this impact on us that we need to, you know, I mean, it would be exhausting if we spent our time battling all of these things in a focused way, but just having that awareness that this energy is coming into us, that we're holding it within us, that we can find ways of releasing it, of understanding where we hold it. That's the key thing. And, you know, this shows up in lots of different ways. You know, we may have, you know, we all have the same responsibilities. You know, we have money worries, we have to pay the bills. We may have aging parents, we may have troublesome teenagers, we may have time-sucking toddlers. You know, we have career goals, we have relationship issues. You know, we have pets that are problems. Well, I do, talking personally. Old pets. You know, we have horrible commutes. We have all these responsibilities that we need to deal with. And we deal with them each very individually. And that is as a result of how we've dealt with all these other issues, you know, the society, the upbringing, the authority figures, the social media, all of that then feeds into how we deal with all these other things that are more localized to us. So, you know, we hold what happens to in our lives within our energy, within our bodies. And this is why I integrate the chakra knowledge with the yoga, so that we can really access it. Sometimes, you know, it's easier to work through things physically than it is working through them emotionally or with a therapist, or, you know, because there's a million different ways to, you know, address your problems. But if you have a yoga practice and you can bring your knowledge of the chakras into your yoga practice, then you start to be doing real yoga. You know, the word yoga meaning union, mind, body, spirit. Quite often I think people get on the mat and they're just doing the nice poses because it feels good, and they don't really know why it makes them feel good, but they do it anyway because it's great, lovely. But add the extra layer of the understanding, and oh my goodness, then we start making progress. Then we start finding deeper understanding. We find, you know, that deeper, beautiful sense of self. Find our sense of purpose. And this is what I'm all about. This is my goal. This is what I want to share with the world. So this is why I've developed this my course, the Chakra Way course, which has, you know, the workbook with all the information, yoga classes, meditations, seminars on rather kind of weird and wonderful things. And then we, in the classic course, what I have is we have a meeting once a week, because the personal element of meeting once a week, A, it creates a beautiful sort of little environment whereby, you know, you create a little group, a gang of people who you're sharing this journey with. And most of the time when I do this, you know, these people, and it's no more than four or five in each group, end up being mates. And, you know, we still meet up. You know, everyone's like, oh, let's have a monthly meetup on Zoom, because everyone's all over the place and it's really lovely. But it also keeps you accountable. You know, it makes you do the work. I know that if you buy yourself a course online and there's no live element, the likelihood of you finishing it is about 10%, which is really hopeless, isn't it? It's a shame. But do you know what? I'm guilty of that. I've bought courses and not finished them. But oh my God, if I know I've got to turn up each week, then I will do the work. And that's when you get the benefit. So that's my main Chakra Way course. There's lots of other products that are in the pipeline. So, you know, keep an eye on what's going on. And if you are interested, the next live course is going to be starting in September. So you can register now. And then if you register early and you book, you get a little bonus. I haven't worked out what it is yet, but you get a bonus, a bonus and a discount maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so listen, that is all I wanted to talk about today, I think. And I hope you've enjoyed this little get to know me session. I hope that I've managed to share my passion with you and get it across to you what it is that I'm trying to do. If you've enjoyed this and you want me to talk about other subjects, or you just think, Roseanne, don't ever do that again, just stick to the meditations, then either way, just let me know. I'd be really, really happy to hear from you. My email's in the show notes. So if you want to contact me, do. You know, and if you enjoy, if this episode goes down well, I might do, you know, like one every 6 weeks or 4 weeks or something. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Much, much love to you all, and happy meditating. Okay, take care. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.